Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Overnight Success Podcast, brought to you by Maria Hatzistefanis. Maria is the founder of Rodial and Nip and Fab, best-selling author, and on a mission to help you achieve your dreams. Maria's highly anticipated third book, How to Live Your Best Life, is now available on Amazon.
Hi, everyone. Today, we are going to talk about one of my favorite platforms, TikTok. So TikTok is an interesting one. When I first heard about the platform, I thought, oh my God, you know, it's just a bunch of kids doing dances and grannies. And it just, I wasn't taking it seriously. But then over the last year or so, I got to spend some more time and realize that a lot of businesses have taken off by being on TikTok. And there's a lot of motivational business coaches, and there is a whole business and style side to it that I was very attracted to. So I joined TikTok in May 2020, and initially I was posting maybe one video every couple of weeks, and it was totally random. And over the last 3 months, I got to spend a bit more time and become more intentional about it and really understand and put the time to grow the platform. So what I wanted to discuss with you today is my guide of 10 steps how to grow on TikTok. My step number one is to get to know the app. Very, very important. Spend some time on it. Consume. And follow the creators that resonate with you. And as I said, it's not about dancing videos. There's creators that do a lot of beauty and style and fashion, motivation, cooking. So whatever resonates with you, just follow those creators and really get to understand the type of content that they do. That will give you some inspiration about the content that you can also create. My tip number two is identify your content pillars. So what are you going to be posting about? And just to give you an example for me, and you can all follow me on my account if you want to check out my content pillars. I am at Mrs. Rodial on all my platforms, actually, but yeah, definitely on TikTok. And the three pillars that I focus on are motivation. So I'm doing motivational videos. I'm also doing beauty tutorials and launches. And I'm also doing style. So these are my three pillars. So what you will not see from me, you will not see cooking, you will not see dancing, and you will not see comedy or any other random videos or cats and dogs. But mind you, cats and dogs do get a lot of likes and follows. So maybe that's what you want to focus on. So at the beginning, just see what is it that defines you and your brand? What are you excited to produce content about? Write it down. My content pillars are three, but yours may be one or two. So find what excites you, what your passions are, what your brand is, and write down your content pillars and produce content around them. And what I like to do is mix it up. So you're never going to go and see 10 beauty videos at a time or style or motivation. I like to fix it, to mix things up and treat it more like a magazine.
Mm-hmm.
My tip number three to grow on TikTok is use trending sounds. And this is super important. You can film a video and just have your own sound, and that is fine. And there are a lot of videos with original sound that have done well. But equally, if you use one of the TikTok trending sounds, then TikTok likes those, and they have deals with lots of musicians and companies. And so if the trending sound is one that they're promoting right now and they're benefiting from people using it, then you have more chances in getting more views on your video. Now, one thing I was going to say is that followers on TikTok doesn't necessarily mean a lot of views. So now that I'm talking to you guys, I have just about 120,000 followers on TikTok. And there are videos of mine that have gone viral and they have accumulated over 1 million views and hundreds of thousands of likes. But equally, I may post a video that gets 1,000 views, because the way that TikTok works is that people automatically go and visit the For You page, and not everyone that you follow lands on the For You page. The way the app works is they want you to discover new accounts, and you may equally see someone with 1,000 followers have a video that goes viral and it goes to 1 million views. So as much as followers are a nice thing to have, it doesn't always guarantee that your video will have the views. So that is very encouraging, especially if you are just starting on TikTok and you have very few followers. Just do great work and you will be rewarded from the app. My tip number four is use good lighting. It's very, very important. The app promotes videos with the best lighting. So that means you either film in front of the window facing you, or if you don't have the luxury of natural light, it's great to invest in one of those ring lights that are available on Amazon and have it and use it when you film to make sure that the lighting is good. Tip number five on how to grow on TikTok, and this is cross-promote your videos on other platforms, and mainly Instagram. So the way you do this is you can repurpose your TikTok to go to Reels, and that is a great way to grow your Instagram these days. It gets more visibility than any other post, or you can use it on your story if Reels are not available to you, and that gives you content that you've already spent time creating and repurposing for another platform. So definitely cross-promote your videos, and what I found is that a lot of people on Instagram, they're not yet on TikTok. But if they see a few of your videos, they may get intrigued by the platform, sign up on TikTok, and then you will be one of the first people they follow. So it's super important to cross promote. Also, on your TikTok bio, just make sure you list your Instagram handle. And I have found that as my following was growing on TikTok, then I saw a surge in my followers on Instagram. So it definitely helps to cross promote. And this takes me to my tip number six on how to grow on TikTok. And it is post at the right times. I usually check my analytics and I see when my videos do better, but I'm also not too specific about them. And overall, I have found that the best viewership that I get is when I post a video around lunchtime or just after lunch. And this is where the core of my audience is on the app. Tip number seven of how to grow on TikTok: engage with other TikTok accounts. Follow, like, and comment to build community. Very, very important. At the beginning, when I went on TikTok, I didn't know anyone and it felt like a cold space. And now there's a few other creators that I like, and I go and I check their content every day. And I kind of feel that I got to know them and we built a small community. So it's very, very important. Just find accounts that you can befriend, like, comment, and I'm sure they will return the favor. Also, the other thing I do is when people comment on my videos, I make sure to acknowledge them, like and respond to a comment if I have a little bit more time, but definitely acknowledge every single comment. My tip number 8 is post regularly. TikTok is a platform that promotes regular posting, but equally do what's best for you. So for me, the ideal way to post is if you can post 2 to 3 times a week to keep your account alive. It's very important. If you can take it to once a day, I feel that is ideal. But then equally, it's up to you how much time you have and realistically how much time you have to create content on posting TikToks and engaging. My tip number 9 on how to grow on TikTok is use hashtags. Especially at the beginning when you are launching on the site and you are getting the TikTok algorithm to understand who you are, it is very important. So for example, with my TikTok videos, some of the hashtags that I would use, if it's a motivational or a business one, I would use hashtags related to motivation, success, entrepreneurship. If I do a beauty video, beauty-related hashtags, and style video, it would be fashion, style, styling. So find a whole bunch of hashtags that represent the video that you do. Now, I have to say that once you grow on the platform, I personally have found that using hashtags, it kind of keeps my video on the low side of views. So I would experiment and have some videos with hashtags and a few others without, and play around and see what best works for you. My tip number 10, especially with TikTok, is be patient. If you start posting some videos and they get 20 views, a couple of likes, don't give up. It is a platform that does take a bit of time to take off. And as I say in my books, there is nothing like an overnight success. I feel it's a great platform. It's one to watch. It's definitely worth putting the time right now. And it's quite early. So you would be a relatively new early adopter. So put the time in and don't be discouraged if you don't do well immediately. Give it time. So these were my top tips on how to grow on TikTok in 2021. I hope you guys found them useful. Check out my TikTok at Mrs. Rodia and see you soon. Bye.
If you like the Overnight Success Podcast, please make sure you tell a friend, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and don't forget to leave us a rating or comment. You can find me at Mrs. Rodia on Twitter and Instagram. This is the Overnight Success Podcast. I am Maria Hatzistefanis. See you next week.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.